Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Turn the Light On. My name is Jenna. I am part of our young adult ministry launch, and today we are going to be doing a young adult takeover. So I have one of my really good friends, Alicia, here with me today, and she's just going to be sharing her testimony and what God's doing in her life and how God moved through her life. Hi, Alicia. Thank you for coming here today.
Hi, it's so good to be here. I am just so thankful that, you know, I'm back stateside and the opportunity to meet you recently.
Yes.
And hear your testimony and how God just worked this out perfectly.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so cool. We haven't known each other too long, but God just kind of orchestrated us together. And I had just been wanting to do some young adult takeover thing here on Turn the Light On, and God just worked it all out. So I'm just super excited again to have you here, Alicia. And if you want to just share your testimony and what you're going to share about today.
Yeah, I just want first off saying, like, God has just been so good, and
Amen.
Just every detail of my life the past, let's say, 3 years has just been letting go of the reins and God just taking over with every step and opportunity.
That's amazing.
I want to give a little background. I'm from Oklahoma originally. I'm 26 years old, and I moved out to Florida 3 years ago,
okay.
And I was here 1 year. And then I spent a year in Israel.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, and it was just opened my eyes and my heart to know who Jesus is even deeper. And that's what I was wanting my testimony today to lead into, how I started to know who Jesus is and understand who he is as a Messiah, the Jewish Messiah that we read about in our scriptures. And I now work for an organization called Ezra International,
and
that led way after my year in Israel. But I started to go to church, grew up going to church camps back in Oklahoma. In 2011, I became baptized.
That's amazing.
But I had, later on, I started to discover more so of just, it was being a good Christian and works-based.
Yeah.
And I didn't fully understand who Jesus was. And so once moving out to Florida, the Lord was really working in me. And as I was reflecting on just my life since that point, behind that point, I should say, I just really had a deeper understanding of that I didn't know who Jesus was. I didn't know his culture, his history, his family that he was born into. I didn't know about Israel and what his life would have been like. And and I had little knowledge of that. I believed in Jesus, and I understood that he saved me from my sins, and I understood that completely and believed in that 100%. And praise God.
Amen.
Because that led way to where I'm at today. But the word Messiah was something I never really understood. It was more so of the ABCs of understanding who Jesus was.
Yeah.
But he wants to have a deep relationship with us.
That's so good. Yeah, I feel like so often it's like you say, like, oh, yeah, I know of this person, but you don't really, until you get to spend time with them, you're not going to really know exactly who they are.
Yeah, it's like when we first met, like, I knew of you through a friend of ours that goes to your church, but I didn't know you.
Exactly.
Until we got coffee and
spend time together building that relationship.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful thing, and that's what Jesus wants, and that's what God wants.
Amen.
He wants us to be in union with him, and Jesus is that person that he leads us to have that.
That's so good.
With not only God, but Jesus too.
Right.
And it's really beautiful in understanding that. I started having paradigm shifts a lot and whenever my curiosity and asking questions about who is Jesus?
Yeah.
And something I grew up in church hearing is, what did Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as disciples and followers, like, that's a common question.
Yes.
In a service I would listen to, or conferences.
Yeah,
or
a
camps.
Lot of people have those bracelets, the WWJD, and I see those all the time, and I'm like, man, that is such a good, like, saying, you know?
Yeah, and one of my questions was, okay, what did he do? Like, what were the ways, what was close to his heart? What did he love?
Amen.
Like, how did he love?
Yeah.
How did the disciples follow Jesus? And I started just diving in the Word when I moved out to Florida. And I'm so thankful for the community he placed me in, who really poured into me, and having my mentor, Kathy, pour into me, that helped answer my questions.
Amazing.
And that's what God wants us to do, it together and build each other up, and answering those questions, just who is he, what did he say, where is he from, and his culture, like I said. And I, when I saw it after these things, it was connecting different patterns of God that I had no idea. It was like a whole new world to
me.
And it was just, it's been really beautiful journey since then.
That's so amazing.
And like what did Jesus do, and the relationship is a big thing, is understanding what that means and to be in relationship with Jesus. And whenever I went to Israel, I didn't understand Jesus as a Jewish Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And the word Messiah that is talked about in the Old Testament, or the Torah, of the teachings and the scriptures. And I really diving into that, I was like, what is a Messiah?
Yeah.
You know, who is the, and reading through the Old Testament for like the first time in my life individually.
Right.
That was another thing, is I always like, once I moved out here, I questioned, why do I believe what I believe?
Mm-hmm.
And it was based on what people told me.
That's true.
Not diving into the Word myself.
Yeah, I feel like that happens so often. We just like hear what pastor's saying and everything, but a good pastor is going to tell you, yes, this is what I believe, but seek after it yourself. You know, I feel like so often we just, oh, well, that's what my pastor said, that's what that say, but it's like, why do they believe that? And so getting that deeper understanding definitely leads to good revelation for sure.
Yeah, and I was definitely lazy in that.
Right.
You know, I would, nothing against this at all, because yeah, God can work in many ways.
Amen.
But I would just open my Bible and read what would be open. You
right.
Know?
Like, I've done that too. I'm like, sometimes when I'm like, what should I read? I think it's a good starting point, but I'm like, I don't think that's how we should just like open it. I'm like, okay, Roman 12. Or just like, sometimes I feel like a lot of people do that when they first get saved, because they don't really know where to start. And that's a thing. So a lot of people say like, oh, start in John. But like some people just start in the beginning of Genesis and then they go through. And sometimes if you've never read the Bible before, I feel like that can get confusing sometimes, you know?
Yes, exactly. Like in what you said about reading John first was a big thing, is I, like I said, I didn't really dive into the Old Testament till I was 23.
Yeah.
And I would just read the New Testament, but it's, God gives us the whole Word.
Amen.
But I questioned, I was like, how, I can't understand. It was like a paradigm shift for me, is how can I understand what the disciples are teaching us if I don't read the Old Testament?
Yeah, if you don't know the foundation, because really the whole Bible is basically the Old Testament saying how we basically needed a Savior. We couldn't do it, what God created, how humanity just couldn't get with it. We were always going to be caught up in sin, and then the life of Jesus, and then the now time. But it all, without reading the Old Testament, you don't really know why we need a Savior. You don't know why we need Jesus in the first place.
Yes, and it's like, there's the need, but it's also, like I said, like understanding the Messiah.
Yeah,
like,
and knowing
in the
who
Old
he
Testament,
is. Yeah.
They didn't have the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a shift for me. I was like, oh yeah. Like
They didn't have what we have. Yeah,
they only had Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go to synagogue. Jesus would go to synagogue. And the understanding. And the disciples, most of them were Jewish and practicing Jews.
Yeah.
And it was a big shift for me in understanding, like, okay, what's that mean then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that's who they were.
That's true.
And So in the Old Testament, it describes the Messiah and the coming Messiah. And that's who they prayed for. And that's how they determined Jesus was Messiah, is based on God keeping those promises and being so detailed on who Messiah would be.
That's so good.
And how to recognize who Messiah would be.
Wow.
It's the line that connects it all, you know? Yeah. I don't know if anyone has seen on, it's gone across Facebook and social media, but it's this beautiful, like, of the Bible and strings across. And it looks like a rainbow of, like, all the connections between the Old and New Testaments. And it's just, each line is so thin, and it just creates, like, a huge, beautiful
picture.
It's all
picture. Woven together, yes. Crossing. Yes. That's so true. Wow. Such a good way to look at it.
But another thing is just the scriptures, and we're talking about bringing the Jesus in the New Testament and the Gospels, that Jesus is the good news and the Messiah that we were been waiting upon.
Amen.
And that they were. And talking about the New Testament in Mark 12, like there's scriptures that are used in the New Testament, and I always would read them, but I was like, oh, I never realized that was taken from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And talking about what, like, who is Jesus, and like what we want to know what he did and why, because we're following him.
Right.
We want to do what he does.
Yeah.
We want to know what's close to his heart, exactly. Loving others, and how to love others.
Yeah. And if we don't know what that is, how are we know what we're called to do? That's so true.
Wow. Exactly. Like and something that really stands out is when, and gets me thinking, is when Jesus in Mark 12 says, Jesus answered, the most important is Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, and that's Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. Yeah, so talking about scripture and how it things are connected, it got me thinking when Jesus said in Mark 12, the Shema being the most important, answering the Jewish Pharisees, I think it is. The most important is Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you are to love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, and with all your strength. And that's taken from Deuteronomy 6:4, talking about the Shema. And it's really beautiful. That's happened so many times about Jesus repeats what's in the Torah.
Wow.
Because he was a rabbi. He was called rabbi. And when I went to Israel, these things that I was starting to understand before going, I saw in Israel and heard about, because people know, it's to them, it's like, oh yeah, like from different religions, different backgrounds, Jesus is a rabbi. He was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples, a lot of them were Jewish.
Yeah.
Most of them. And this understanding, I was just like, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is like a common understanding in the world. Like, I'm not the whole world, but
yeah,
you know, going to Israel was just really a foundational time for me with the Lord, and because I dove into the Word before going, and I saw with my own eyes the scriptures come to life.
Yeah, being where Jesus walked. I remember you were telling me a story of like somewhere where you got to actually walk around and did like a walk where like Jesus walked or something.
Yeah, so I was with Bridges for Peace. It's a nonprofit Christian organization who helps the Jewish people in Israel and around the world. And I was part of their discipleship program for a year. And we got to travel around Israel, go to and read the scriptures right where we were.
Wow.
There's so much power. And we went for a 4-day hike from Nazareth to Capernaum.
That's 70, amazing.
72 kilometers. So much fun. But it was just so much time with the Lord, and the scriptures just go through your mind when you're in the land, when you're walking the land. And then you get to Capernaum and the Sea of Galilee at the end of it, and you're just like, wow.
I remember, like, they say when you read a book, you feel like you're, like, actually literally walking where they walked. I'm like, you actually read the Word of God and were actually walked where Jesus walked. That's just in the disciples and everything. That's so cool.
Yeah, there was such a constant overpowering of when I would just recognize and connect the dots. I don't know, have that understanding deep in my soul and the Holy Spirit. Like,
it's amazing.
I had such peace and joy. And I was like, thank you, God. Like, thank you for revealing these things that I never seen before. And that led me to where I'm at now, is like understanding being grafted in to the olive tree of Israel. Like the house of Israel is said in scripture, like in Matthew 15:24, he said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that was a shift also of realizing, okay, what's that mean for, there was only Jew and Gentile, mm-hmm. you know, what's that mean as me as a Gentile? Mm-hmm. And then I started reading and understanding, like in Ephesians, when it talks about being grafted in, and Ephesians 2, it says, remember that you were at the time separated from Christ, excluded from the people of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. And that goes back to like Romans 11. It talks about the root of us being grafted in. The root is, I'll go ahead and read that real quick. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive, were grafted in among them and have become equal sharers in the rich root of the olive tree. Then don't boast as you were better than the branches. However, if you do boast, remember that you are not supporting the root. The root is supporting you. And it was a beautiful picture of, it's not about me. I realized I was like so selfish. Like this is all about God and joining in to what he has orchestrated and ordered in yeah. the world for us to join in, like to our own past. Like it's so beautiful. And as we're walking in it with the Lord and with Jesus. And to apply this to my own life, I was thinking, okay, now what? Now, where do you want me, Lord? Like, what do you want? What's your will for my life? And that's a question I would always in each season ask myself, amen. Like, what's next? Because we won't ever know the full picture.
That's like, true.
Praise God, we have the Bible to know a little yes, little nugget of it.
We know the one to seek for the answer.
Yes.
If need be.
And that leeways into where I'm at today. And I'm skipping a bunch of details, okay, of though. Course, because yeah. God every day is doing miraculous things and practical ways. And that leads to way Ezra International, after I was with Bridges for Peace, God just made it so clear, like I figured out like my confidence and identity in the Lord through yeah. this understanding, and through understanding what Jesus did and how to be a disciple of his. And in my own walk, that led way to Ezra. And Ezra International rescues Jewish people from 30 different nations. We have wow. representatives, and we help them make Aliyah to return to Israel. And Aliyah means to go up. So like everyone goes up to Jerusalem because mm-hmm. it's on a mount. And also it's like they spiritually go up. But it's a beautiful, I couldn't have planned this. Like I'm just a farm girl from a small town in Oklahoma, yeah. you know, it was never in my mind at all. And just one step at a time led to this. And I realized it's such a practical thing that God wants us to do every day. And for me, it's like, it's beautiful. Like it's all orchestrated and intertwined with my life every day. And speaking of practical things, like with Ezra, I spent 3 months in Poland. Like at the beginning, I said, wow. I just returned stateside, and we were helping Ukrainian refugees make Aliyah. We help all different Jewish people internationally, but I was there in Poland and I saw my scripture that God gave me whenever I was young, Isaiah 61, come to life. And it was exactly, and it was a connection of like, this is what I'm doing now. Like,
that's so good.
Isaiah 61. And just understanding God's promise and promises and covenants, what that means, and that's close to his heart, and bringing back the Jewish people to the land of Israel is close to his heart and a promise. And I don't believe God is a liar. He wouldn't
his
be God.
His word never returns void. Yeah. No,
he wouldn't be God. And Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a human who lies or a mortal who changes his mind. When he says something, he will do it. When he makes a promise, he will fulfill it. And amen. I see that present day with bringing back the Jewish people. And now I get to join and partner with God in that work. And traveling internationally for a few years now, it's just beautiful the different ways God is working, especially in our generation.
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of our generation is definitely waking up to receive the call that God has put on their lives, and it's really amazing. I think of Esther as she says, I'm born as just a time as this. You know, we're in a time where God is moving tremendously. We're getting closer to the end. And I think as our generation, I love what you're doing. You get to just be a part of what God's doing, and you're definitely making such an impact. And that's so amazing. God gets to use you.
Yeah, I'm just excited to partner with God.
That's so good.
And my mentor, Kathy, she has a podcast. Her and my mentor, Gary works for Ezra International.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of another connection that God, it was just amazing.
That's amazing.
But called Torah Talk podcast. And on it, she goes, if you could partner with God, would you?
Wow.
Her and Gary say that. And it's a legitimate question, because nowadays the world we're living in, it's a sacrifice to partner with God in what He's doing. And each individual has a choice to discover, like, who is Jesus, what is close to his heart, and understanding who he is, and how can we partner with him and apply each day in our own lives, and how to love those around us and our neighbors. And
so good.
Yeah.
And it all started with just asking that question. That's so amazing. That just one question led you to where you are today. So good. But we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we're going to come back with Alicia.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming
back. We know he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm
gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Awesome. Thank you to all of our sponsors. I'm here with Alicia. So Alicia, go ahead and continue what you were saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Like going back to the questioning and different questions like that. It's so funny. It's a Hebraic thought I came to understand. And living in Israel, the Jewish people, every Jew you meet, there's three opinions, you know,
yes, like
that's a common phrase, but they have a culture of questioning,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's how they find the deeper answer.
That's so good.
And yeah. I realized I didn't know that's like there was a name for that, but that's how I was, like in that curiosity and how I wanted to get to know him. Like, how do I do that? And reading his word is how you get to know. Amen. Like, we were gifted with this word, and talking about the disciples and how they didn't have the word, you know, written word. They didn't have the scriptures. They had the Torah and the understanding. And so we're very blessed with the privilege we have. And why not dive into his word to understand who God is deeper, and reading the Torah and discovering why Jesus, who he, like, understanding who Jesus was and understanding why he did what he did.
Yeah. And I think, Simon, who Jesus was, who Jesus is, you know, because it's, he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you know. So the more, just because it's the word, it already happened, doesn't mean it's still not happening now, you know.
And you can continue to dive into the word and peel back the layers.
That's so good.
Like, and it, you, every time you read it, there's something new to be revealed. God is God. He reveals more and more about who he is, and just peeling back those layers.
Amen. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming here, Alicia, and sharing your testimony, what God's doing in your life. If you want to pray for everyone, some encouragement, and I think that would be really awesome.
Yes. And if anyone's curious and wants to go to EzraInternational.org to learn more, you could also reach out by, there's a phone number at the end of the website, and have any questions. Yeah,
that's awesome. I just want to pray. Do that.
Yeah, I just want to pray real quick. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, thank you so much for today and the blessings that we are seeing in our own lives and around the world, and what you're doing and what's close to your heart. Thank you for our individual journeys that we can seek you out, Lord, where we are currently, no matter which season of life, that we can teshuva, we can return to you, Lord, and make the choice to do that today in any moment. Thank you for the work you're doing, and the things you're revealing, and to, in preparation to your restoration, Lord. And I pray for those who are listening today that you will spark a curiosity in them and have them question to dive in to know you more, Lord, and know your glory and understand who was Jesus, Lord, and how you knew, how you know him, Lord, as the Messiah. And you, I just want to bless them, Lord, and keep them. May your face shine upon them and be gracious to them and give them your shalom. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for sharing today. And thank you. We hope you tune in next week to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.